From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Longtime Washington Post political analyst David Broder dies at the age of 81. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports he helped bring the paper to prominence during the Watergate era.
David Broder was lauded for spotting political trends early and asking tough questions even of politicians he admired. He won the Pulitzer for his Watergate coverage explaining the impact of the scandal. The Post's former executive editor Ben Bradley says Broder was his first hire because he was simply the best political reporter of the time with the best informed contacts from the precinct level up. Bradley says Broder was also well-liked by colleagues.
He was just a wonderful mixture of being serious and having a good sense of humor. And he's so hardworking. He worked all day, every day.
David Broder died of complications from diabetes. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is supporting federal funding for NPR, whose financial support is under debate on Capitol Hill. Spokesman Jay Carney says funding had received bipartisan support in the past and that support for public broadcasting should continue. His comments come as NPR faces public outcry over statements made by a former executive who made disparaging comments about conservatives and said he believed NPR could do without federal funding in the long term. Today, NPR announced that President and CEO Vivian Schiller had resigned. The White House says there will be no imminent decision on whether the U.S. should get more involved in the uprising against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The president's top security advisors are meeting to talk about the actions they've already taken, such as imposing sanctions, but it's uncertain if the U.S. and allies will move ahead with a no-fly zone over Libya that would keep warplanes from pounding sites held by the opposition. Libyan rebels have said that while they can take on ground troops, they are outmanned by air and need international help. One of the hot zones is Ras Lanuf, where NPR's Peter Kenyon reports people appear to be holding their ground.
The morale still seems high and the determination to fight is strong. There's a more serious attitude here. Now it seems that this may become a battleground in the coming days. It's not clear. It could go on with airstrikes as well. The tactics of the opposition, the government forces, haven't been entirely clear. So far, it has been entirely an air campaign here in Ras Lanuf.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. The death penalty is abolished in Illinois. Within the past hour, Democratic Governor Pat Quinn did away with capital punishment and commuted the death sentences of 15 inmates to life in prison. This is the second time an Illinois governor has cleared death row. About 10 years ago, Republican George Ryan abolished capital punishment in the state over concerns an innocent person might be executed. Latest on Wall Street, Dow's up 10 points at 12,225, NASDAQ down 14 at 2752. This is NPR. The space shuttle Discovery is back on Earth after its final mission. NPR's Russell Lewis reports the shuttle made a safe midday landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Moments before it landed, Discovery thundered across the Florida Peninsula, sending twin sonic booms below, announcing its arrival and its final journey home. It's the 39th and last mission for Discovery, what NASA calls the most flown spacecraft in history. NASA commentator Josh Byerly welcomed the ship back as it rolled down the runway on a windy day.
And to the ship that has led the way time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery.
With Discovery's return and now retirement, NASA has just two more scheduled flights, Endeavour next month and Atlantis in June, before the 30-year space shuttle program ends. Russell Lewis, NPR News at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Parts of the southern U.S. are recovering from a string of apparent tornadoes. Sayward Favre, member station WRKF, tells us three twisters were reported in southeastern Louisiana this morning.
The National Weather Service and local authorities report three tornadoes in mostly rural areas between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Two of the twisters caused property damage, and one injured a woman. The cold front stretches from the Gulf Coast north to the central Ohio Valley. It's moving east. Storm, flood, and tornado watches are posted from Louisiana to Florida. Flooding is also possible in New England, as the system is forecast to bring heavy rain to already saturated areas. Rain gives way to snow as the band of precipitation reaches the Great Lakes. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
Tornadoes reported in southeastern Alabama, where authorities say three people were injured. This is NPR.